Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some tips when you bid a green pool or a green pool cleanup, and I'll go over some of the things I look for. I'm not going to go into the method here in this podcast. I'll do a separate podcast right after this that goes into the methodology. This is one just for the pool pro so that you kind of have your ears and eyes open to see if this is something that you really want to do or this account is one you want to try to turn around and make the pool blue again. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I think the key to green pool cleanups is landing that account as a future service account. So I would not be doing green pool cleanups for people that aren't going to come on board and be weekly service customers. Now, how do you transition them from the green pool cleanup initially to becoming service account clients or a weekly service account? And I think the key is to make sure that you're doing the green pool in your territory. Now, if you have outlying areas where someone calls you for a green pool cleanup, I would pretty much automatically turn that down. Because you know that even if you do the green pool cleanup, it's too far out of your way to bring it onto your pool service route. So if someone calls you for a green pool cleanup, you can just tell them, oh, you know, you're a little bit out of my territory. You might want to call someone else because I don't really service that area. And that way you eliminate that whole thing entirely. I can't tell you how many guys do green pool cleanups and then they do the pool and the customer's like, well, I'd like to hire you. And they're like, oh yeah, I don't service this area. To me, that's just not logical. And you want to do green pool cleanups only in your pool service area. So that's number one. Eliminate any green pool cleanup call out of your service area. It just makes perfect sense. The same thing if you were like a plumber or electrician. Someone calls you from 30 miles away. You're not going to go out there and do that job typically because you know that they're not going to call you back for future services. Or if they do, it's too far out of your way. And so kind of use that same mentality when you're doing green pool cleanups for people. The second thing you have to know about green pool cleanups is that there's a reason why the pool is green, and you should find out that reason within reasonable, you know, communication with the customer. Don't want to get kind of weird about it, but they should be pretty transparent of why the pool is green. The best type of green pools are the previous company wasn't showing up, therefore the pool is green. Now, you have to make sure that they were being paid, of course, and you can kind of assess that when you get to the pool, and I'll go over some little tips so you can see if the customer actually pays their bills or not. You're not going to run a credit report on the customer, which would be nice, but you can't really do that. And then another good reason for a green pool is that they were doing it themselves and they kind of couldn't control it. That's also good. Maybe they bought the house and the pool was green when they bought it, which happens a lot, more than you would think. A lot of times the pool service provider kind of falls through the cracks. The house is in escrow. The owner may cancel service. The owner may not give the pool service company the new owner's information. There may be a gap of 2 or 3 weeks when they take possession of the house, and the pool turns green in that period because they're not being paid by the previous owner. They can't contact the new owner. You know, sometimes you'll leave door hangers or leave your card somewhere, but most new homeowners will just ignore that because they're just getting everything situated. They have no time to look at their pool and do that kind of thing. So those are good reasons for getting a green pool. That's a good reason for a pool turning green. And those are some acceptable reasons that you would kind of know that this is probably a pretty good account. And I'm going to probably not have to worry about the customer paying me. Now, here are some signs to look for that maybe the pool is green because they didn't pay their previous pool service company, or the customer doesn't really care about their pool enough to prevent it from getting green. If they got a ticket from the county or the city, I should say, They may show it to you. They may be saying, hey, you know, Vector Control gave me this ticket. I need to get the pool cleaned up because they're fining me for this green pool. Or maybe a neighbor turned them in. Then that's probably not the best green pool client to work with, because they're only cleaning it up because they got in trouble, basically. I wouldn't necessarily rule them out entirely in that situation, but I would also figure that they're probably not going to come on as a weekly service client in that case. They just want it cleaned up, pay you, and get the city off their back, basically, and they'll try to keep it as blue as possible going forward. But that's not your best one. Also, if you get there and you notice that the landscaping is in really bad shape, you have overgrown lawn in the front, the back is dying or dead, there's junk everywhere. You know, maybe they have like a broken down car in their driveway with three wheels and propped up on a jack. Probably not the best green pool cleanup customer. Also, you may have trouble landing that account and even getting paid for the green pool cleanup. So definitely that's a bad sign. And another bad sign, I think, is the fact that they're trying to chisel you down. You know, if you give them a price and they're like, oh, that's way too much, you know, can you do it for, you know, let's say you quote them $700 and they're like, can you do it for $300? Again, very bad, because you know that if they're a weekly service customer, they're not going to like your weekly service rate if they don't like your green pull up rate. So those are, I would think, would be red flag customers, the ones that basically don't want to pay you for the service, and the ones that just want to do it because they got in trouble. So I usually pass on those. I won't clean up a pool just because someone got a ticket, and I won't clean up a green pool at a discount. I have my rate set for a reason, and I guess I can transition into how much to charge for a green pool cleanup. Now, there's all levels of green pools that you can encounter, and I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I have like 5 levels of green pools that I put in a video. It was the Cleaning a Green Pool with the Pool RX video. And in that video, I have a green pool. There's also a new one I just did, Ultimate Green Pool Cleanup video. And I have the chart in there where it talks about the different levels of green pools. So level 1, you can see the first steps in the shallow end. You know, when you're walking into the pool, you can see down maybe to the final step. And you can see the deep end seat. And it doesn't look too bad. It's just like, you know, maybe they just let it go for a week or two and it's turning green. That's a level 1. You can turn that around fairly quickly. And then you can charge a lower rate for that one, you know, maybe $350 for that. If you do the filter cleaning, maybe $400. Easy to do, easy to turn around. Level 2 is maybe you can't really see the steps in the pool that well, but you know it's not terrible. You can turn that one around. So you raise the price accordingly to that based on the extra chemicals you're going to use. Then you have level 3 and 4, which are pretty similar. You can't see anything in the pool, and it's really green, and you know that it's going to take a lot of chemicals and maybe 2 or 3 filter cleanings, maybe new filter elements to get this pool back in shape. And then you have level 5, which is the ones I love the most, because these are the ones where once you do a level 5, the customer is like your best friend forever. They're going to hire you to do their pool service, never complain about anything, because they're going to always remember how you got their pool back in shape. Level 5 is you have mosquito larvae in there. You may have frogs swimming in the pool. You know, one pool guy sent a picture of one of these level 5 pools with fish in there. And we're like, how did the fish get in there? The customer put fish in there to eat the tadpoles and the mosquito larvae. So that's like level 5+ at that point. So level 5s are great. Now, I'm not going to go into too much of the method of cleaning these up. But there are 2 fields of thought on how to clean a green pool. There's the shock and awe, where you just add tons of chemicals in there and then you clean the filter. And there's the flock method, which is aluminum sulfate. And it just depends on the pool system and which method you want to use. Both are highly effective at turning the pool around, but both have different costs involved. So if you're doing the shock and awe, you have to make sure you account for the amount of chlorine you're putting in there and the cost of that. If you're doing the flock method, you really don't need a lot of chlorine in there, because the aluminum sulfate will drop everything down to the bottom, and you don't have to worry about adding tons of chemicals in there. So adjust your price accordingly to that. In my area, we do a lot of shock and awe because we have cartridge filters, or we have D filters with no vacuum to waste mode. And that's the main difference with the flock method. If you can vacuum to waste, then the flock method is probably preferable. If the filter has no way to vacuum to waste, or if you don't have a portable filtration system or portable pump, you want to do the shock and awe method. I find that green pool pricing really varies greatly by your area. Some areas it's pretty affordable to do green pool cleanups. Other areas, it's really, you really charge a lot. And those are the best areas, of course, because you're getting a lot of money for what we would charge in our area. Here, I think the average is anywhere from 500, anywhere from actually 300, depending on the level, level one, all the way up to 700 or 800, depending on the pool size. And that's another factor, too. A green pool that's 25,000 gallons is going to be a lot more expensive to clean up than a green pool that's 10,000 gallons. But we generally have smaller pools here, and generally we charge less than like Texas and other states. So the average here is about 300 to about 800 for a green pool cleanup. We really don't go much higher than that unless the pool is gigantic, because a lot of competition in the area is charging about that range for a green pool cleanup. Now, I mentioned at the very beginning, you really want to land the customer as a weekly service customer. That's one reason why you're doing the green pool cleanup, because you're trying to get a new client kind of through the back door. Because if you're getting calls from people and the pool looks good, it's sometimes harder to land those bids, really, if you're in a competitive area and they have four or five people giving them that bid. As far as green pool cleanups go, not a lot of people like doing them. A lot of people are beyond doing them because they're pretty well established. So they'll kind of let the new companies do the green pool cleanups. And to be honest with you, a lot of pool companies just don't like doing the green pool cleanups because there are a lot of extra work and time involved. But if you're starting out, you should have the extra time to do it, and you shouldn't mind the extra work involved in doing the green pool cleanup. So in that case, you should definitely do it if you're trying to build your accounts up and trying to get accounts. But you want to make sure that this customer is going to come on board with you. So what you can offer them is a discount on the green pool cleanup if they agree to come on with pool service. Most people will be happy to do that because they can't maintain their pool or the other person wasn't doing a good job. So give them a bid for service, let them know how much it costs every month, and give them a little discount for the green pool cleanup, maybe 10% off. So normally if you charge $700, you would give them, you know, $620. That would be fine. You're okay with that. You're not really losing too much money, and there's still profit there, and you're going to get the service account. So it's a win-win, because if you just take that service account over a one-year period, you're definitely making a lot of money on that. So I would say that a discount of 10% is acceptable. You know, you don't want to discount too much because you want to make some money while you're doing the green pool cleanup. You just can't do it for free. And it's one of those things where you want to make sure you're getting that account. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time out there. And if you're trying to build up your service route, then you wouldn't want to do that. Now, if you're just doing the green pool cleanups for extra money, then fine, you're okay with that. I don't know who would want to do that. I just think that you would want to do the green pool cleanup to get the account and not just for the extra money, because there's a lot of time involved and effort. It's like if you remodel a house, I mean, that's extreme, and then sell it instead of keeping it. That's kind of how it is with these green pool cleanups. Sometimes they're like a work of art. You're like cleaning a level 5 pool, then you go back there all week long to get it back into shape, and you really like how it looks when it's finished, and then you never see that pool again. To me, that's not the way you want to do it. You want to do that green pool cleanup, you want to capture that account, and you want to keep that customer for years to come and keep that pool from turning green again. So that's your ultimate goal, I think, of the green pool cleanups. Now, I'm going to just go on a little sidetrack here. One thing that I didn't mention earlier is that when you're doing the green pool cleanup assessment, the equipment is really crucial, and this is important for the future of the account if you do bring it on the first service, but it's also important for the green pool cleanup itself is going to be successful or not. And I'll go into this in more detail in the other episode I'm going to record with the green pool cleanup method. But if the equipment is really old, not functioning well, or if you know that the filter elements are bad and you have to change them, this will add a cost to the green pool cleanup, and the customer may not want that extra cost. They may just be like, well, leave the cartridges there, I'll address that later. That's a red flag, and that's something where you can't really do the green pool cleanup effectively. Same with the DE filter grids. If they're torn, or if you open it up and there's silicone and on the grids, if the customer doesn't want to replace all 8 of them, then you may want to walk away from that green pool cleanup as well. It's going to be harder to turn that pool around, and the customer later on service won't really be reasonable when it comes to replacing equipment or upgrading equipment at that point. And last, the payment for a green pool cleanup. Now, most people aren't going to pay you the money up front because they don't know you from Adam, and they don't want to, you know, you to take them for a ride. And sometimes people do take advantage of customers that pay everything up front, not just in pool service, but in other industries as well. But you do want to get the cost of the chemicals covered at least in case the person doesn't pay you the balance. And so if you're charging $700, I definitely would say getting $250 or $300 up front to cover your chemical costs would be important. And most people have no problem paying you, you know, 40% or 30% of the cost of the green pool cleanup. And that way, if something does happen, at least you have your costs covered and, you know, you don't have a problem. But you should, of course, look at all those red flags I mentioned to make sure you're going to get paid for the final job. But there's really no harm in asking for $200 or $300 as a down payment for the green pool cleanup. And you can simply just tell the customer that there's some chemical costs involved and you would rather have the money for that up front. Then that's perfectly acceptable. I mean, explain it in a little better way, in a little formal way than that. But basically, you want to get some money and you want to make sure that the customer has something in the game itself. You know, a lot of times, if you don't get money up front and you do the green pool cleanup, there are a certain segment of the population that just pay late and just drag things out. And so it may be 2 or 3 weeks later before you get the money. You don't want to run into that situation. You should get some money up front and you should have some kind of credit card processing ability. I think at the minimum, you should have a Square account. And then you would get the little Dougal to scan their cards with. Or with the Square account, they can just give you their credit card information. You can enter it. But basically, you would want to have some way of getting the credit card payment right there when you're finished with the job. And not wait for them to pay you. Zelle is also great to get the money, or Venmo. But you do want kind of instant payment. And you don't want them to drag it out. Especially if you want to bring them on for service. You want to make sure that you kind of close the books on the green pool cleanup. And then you're going to start the monthly service. It's really weird and awkward when you take over a pool after a green pool cleanup. You're doing the monthly service and they still owe you a balance for the green pool cleanup. So make sure that you move from one to the other and you get payment for the green pool cleanup. And of course, a credit card processing app is the easiest way to do that. And most people will feel comfortable paying with a credit card anyway. Sometimes they'll give you cash, which is nice too. But definitely you want to get the payment for that as soon as you finish the green pool cleanup. If you're looking for other podcasts that I recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just on the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then you'll have a drop-down menu of other podcasts I've recorded. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more about it at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.